Order, please. පළමුවෙන්ම මම ගෞරව මන්ත්‍රීතුමාට ප්‍රමාදය නිසා ඇති වූ අපහසුතාවය ගැන මාගේ බලවත් කනගාටුව මේ අවශ්‍ය ප්‍රකාශ කරනවා. එමෙන්ම අනාගතයේදී මෙවැනි අවසනාවන්ත සිද්ධීන් ඇති නොවේවායි කියලා මම ප්‍රාර්ථනා කරනවා. මේ වඩාත් අපහසුතාවයට පත්වන්නේ අපහසුතාවයට පත්වන්නේ කතානායකවරයා මිස ඇමතිවරයා නෙමෙයි. ගරු ඇමතිතුමා, බලත්පාලන ඇමතිතුමා, you wind up.
Honorable Speaker, firstly, we are a historic occasion. We have brought about a new electoral system with regard to provincial councils, which was a long need. Especially Honorable Dinesh Gunawardana has continuously agitated for a change of the electoral system. Also, Honorable Speaker, whilst introducing this system, there are various concerns expressed by various political parties. The Honorable Prime Minister has assured that this amendment will not move forward also until these concerns are also addressed. Therefore, I would like to tell every member of this House, whether it be from the minority or the majority community, this government will do justice by all, and all would have an electoral system which will satisfy the wants and needs of everybody, including the women in this country. The Honorable Prime Minister.
ගරු කථානායකතුමනි, අපේ ඇමතිතුමා කියපු එක මම සනාථ කරනවා. මේ ඡන්ද ක්‍රමය ඇති කරාම අපි කැමති නෑ. මේ කිසිම ජාතියකට කිසිම ආගමකට හානියක් සිදු වෙන්න, සුළුතරයටවත් බහුතරයටවත් හානියක් වෙන්න බෑ. මුස්ලිම් ජනතාවත්, කඳුකරේ ඉන්න ද්‍රවිඩ ජනතාවත් සමහර ප්‍රශ්න මතු කරා. ඒවටත් අපි අවධානය යොමු කරලා තියෙනවා. අපි මෙතන පක්ෂනායකින් හැටියට මෙතන කතා කළා. මෙතන යම්කිසි අසාධාරණයක් තිබෙනවා කියලා අපිට වැටහෙනවා නම් අපි ලෑස්ති ඒ ගැන වහාම යළිත් පාර්ලිමේන්තුවට ඇවිල්ලා ඒ කාරණා සංශෝධනය කරන්න. මම හිතන්නේ ඔබතුමා ඒ වගේම කාන්තාවන් ගැන අපිත් හැම වෙලෙම කියව කාන්තාවන් නියෝජනය දෙනවා. මම එනකොට සුදර්ශනී ෆර්නෑන්ඩෝ පුල්ලේ මැතිනිය වෙන එකක් නෙමෙයි මේක, එයා හිනා වෙනවා. මේ පක්ෂෙන් ආව එකම ජනාධිපතිතුමිය දැන් අපි එක්ක ඉන්නේ. තව මොනවද කෑ ගහන්නේ? බණ්ඩානායක ප්‍රතිපත්තිත් නැහැ. මේ බණ්ඩානායක ප්‍රතිපත්ති නැති කරපු මිනිස්සු දැන් කතා කරන්නේ. තමුන්නාන්සේ අපි දන්නවනේ. අපිනේ බණ්ඩානායක කියලා හැප්පුනේ. අපිනේ බණ්ඩානායක කියලා හැප්පුනේ. ඔබතුමන්ලා නෙමෙයිනේ. අපි දන්නවනේ. ඒ නායකත්වේ නැතුව වෙන එකක් නෙමෙයි. අද මහින්ද රාජපක්ෂ මේතුමත් නෑ මෙතන. කොට උඩ තමුන්නාසලා කොට උඩ.
කැරියන්.
Honorable Speaker, I thank all members of this House for expressing their views and their concerns, and I'm sure that this is a historic occasion for all. Even though certain members want to make issues out of this, Honorable Dinesh Gunawardana, his report has been one of the main reasons that Parliament had continuously addressed, and I'm sure with this electoral system, we will have a member answerable to electorate. We'll have women who represent Parliament who need not be from a political lineage. So therefore, this paradigm shift will give Banda. And Selasami, the small man, an opportunity of entering the electoral process of this country. I thank you, Honorable Speaker.
Palas Sabha Chanda Vimasima, Samsojana Palakkerum Pata Devani Varakivima, Sabha Ekada. Ring the bell. සියලු දෙනාම කන්නා කළ වාඩි වෙන්න ප්‍රීස් බී සීටඩ්. දැන් ඡන්දදී ආරම්භ කරන්න පුළුවන්. ඡන්දදීමට නොහැකි වූ කරු මන්ත්‍රීතු බලන්න නැත උසන්ඩ දෙපැත්ති බලන්න. ගරු සාරින්ද සේනායක මැතිතුමා ඡන්ද කාරණද විරුද්ධයි. ගරු ෆීල්ඩ් මාර්ෂල් සරත් ෆොන්සේක මැතිතුමා පක්ෂයි. ගරු ෆෞසි ඇමැතිතුමා පක්ෂයි. කවුද කවුද කවුද
පක්ෂ නායකතුම සම්බන්ධන්
මහත්මයා. තව කවුරු ඉන්නවද? ගරු ආනන්ද කුමාරසිරි මැතිතුමා පක්ෂයි. එච්චරද? ය පක්ෂයි. නන්දාන්න කියන්නේ දැන් නන්දිය දාන්න කියන්නේ අර කිව්වේ. අපි කියන්නේ කවුද? තව කවුද ඡන්ද බැරි වෙච්ච කට අත උසන්ද? නෑනේ දැන් නොමුලි. යෝජනාවට පක්ෂව 154+3 විපක්ෂව විපක්ෂව 43+1 44 ඇබ්ස්ටේන් 1 සම්බන්ධ මන්ත්‍රීමාගේ සඳහන් වෙලා තිබුණා. නම් ටික දාන්න කියන්නේ නේම් කාර්ක සභාව රැස්වේ.
ප්‍රකාශ කළේ වෙනස්
දැන් ප්‍රකාශ කළේ වෙනස් sorry We are finished.
We can't, no?
Palasava Chandavima Sima Sanswara Palatya Mata Palavani Vagantia Sabayagada
Aye
Deveni Vagantia Sanswara Nidmat Kirimata Garu Amituma
Clause 2 there is amendment
Kandagala Vadi Venda Kandagala Nisabdenda Garu Amituma Mantra Vadi Venda
May I be permitted to read?
Vipakshe Garu Mantra Kandagala Vadi Venda Garamituma, go ahead.
Clause 2, delete line 8 to 12, both inclusive and substitute the following section by the substitution for the words, 1 week of the words for 4 weeks, wherever those words appear in that section.
Sansone Parji, Savavagade, Tungani Vagatia,
Sansone
Nibatinimar Garamituma.
Clause 3, page 1, clause 3, delete line 14 to 26, both inclusive and substitute the following, amended as follows, 1, in the subsection 1 thereof by the substitution for the words, 1 nomination paper setting out the names of such number of candidates as is equivalent to the number of members to be elected from the administrative district increased by 3, such nomination paper shall be substantially in form A set out in the first schedule to this act. Of the words, 2 nomination papers setting out the names of the candidates contesting electorates and the names of candidates on the district list and the electoral list. Such nomination papers shall be substantial in the form prescribed by law. Provided that in submitting such list, each political party or independent group shall ensure that not less than 1/6 of the total number of candidates to be nominated on the electoral list, and not less than 50% of the total number of candidates in district list shall be women candidates, provided further, that in the event that the number of corresponding to 1/6 or 50% of, as the case may be, shall be the integer and the fraction, the integer shall be deemed to be the applicable law, applicable number. Provided further, the Commission of Election shall, by notice published in the Gazette, simultaneously with the call for the nomination, specify the number of women candidates to be nominated on each nomination list, in respect of each administrative district. 2, in subsection 3 thereof, by the substitution for the words whose name appears first in the nomination paper of the words, who is the group leader? 3, in subsection 4 thereof, by the substitution for the words, first in such nomination paper of the words, first in the nomination paper setting out the names of the candidate on the district list. 4, in subsection 5 thereof, by the substitution for the words, such nomination paper of the words, the district list. 5, in subsection 7 thereof, by the substitution for the words, form A set out in the first schedule to the act of the words, the form prescribed by law. Page 2, clause 4, delete line 1 to 4, both inclusive.
Honorable Rao Hakim, are you submitting the amendment?
I have incorporated his amendment into this.
So okay. As amended by the minister.
House agrees?
New clauses, honorable speaker.
Yeah.
Pages 2 to 30. Page 1, insert the following immediately after line 26. Insertion of the section.
Wait.
Page 2, clause.
New clauses, your honorable speaker.
Page 2, clause 4.
Sorry?
Clause 4, page 2.
I read it just now, Honorable Speaker.
You are read that again.
Page 2, clause 4, delete line 1 to 4, both inclusive.
How agrees?
New clauses.
May I be permitted, Honorable Speaker?
New clauses, yeah.
New clauses, page 2 to 30, page 1, insert the following immediately after line 26.
Clause 5, wait. Clause 5. Clause 5. House agrees?
Yes.
New clauses. Go ahead, new clauses.
Page 1, insert the following immediately after line 26. Insertion of section 3A to the principal enactment 4. The following next new section is hereby inserted immediately after section 3 of the principal enactment and shall have effect as 3A of the enactment. Delimitation committee 3A. There shall be a delimitation committee hereinafter referred to as the committee appointed by the president within 2 weeks of the commencement of this act, consisting of 5 persons representing the pluralistic character of Sri Lankan society, including professional and social diversity, by order published in the Gazette, one of whom shall be nominated by the president as the chairman of the committee. 2, the committee shall divide each administrative district into such number of electorate as corresponding to 50% of the total number of members to be elected from such administrative districts in terms of subsection 3 of section 3, provided that if the number corresponding to 50% of the total number of members to be elected from such administrative district in terms of subsection 3 of section 3 is an integer and a fraction, the number shall be rounded to the nearest integer. 3, the committee shall assign names to each electorate. 4, in the division of administrative districts into electorates, the following factors shall be taken into consideration by the committee. A, where it appears to the committee that there is in any area of an administrative district a substantial concentration of persons united by the committee of interest, whether racial, religious or otherwise, whether racial, religious or otherwise, but differing in one or more of these respects from the majority of the inhabitants of that area, the committee may make such division of the administrative district into electorates. B, in making such division, the committee shall have due regard to 1, Roman 1, the desirability of reducing to the minimum the disproportion in the number of persons resident in the several electorates of the administrative district within the province, and to Roman 2, the geographical and physical features of the electorate. 5, where the committee is of the view that having taken into consideration the requirements specified in subsection 4, it is appropriate to create an electorate which shall be entitled to return more than one member, the committee shall create multi-member electorates or create a multi-member electorate or electorate as the case may be for any administrative district. 6, each electorate within an administrative district shall be entitled to directly return one or more members as the case may be to a provincial council. 7, the committee shall fulfill its responsibilities and duties in terms of subsection 2, 3, 4 and 5 of this section within 4 months of the appointment and thereafter submit
its appointment. Of its appointment
and thereafter submit its report to the minister. 8, the committee shall endeavour to arrive at a consensus in deciding on the matters entrusted to the committee. 9, the committee shall decide on the procedure to be followed in fulfilling the obligations. Fulfilling its obligations. 10, for the purpose of fulfilling its obligations in terms of the section, the committee shall appoint such officers, experts, technical committees and subcommittees as be necessary. 11,
the may be necessary.
Eleven, the committee shall submit its report to the minister, who shall within 2 weeks of the receipt of such report table to Parliament for its approval. Within 2 weeks of the receipt of such report, table it in Parliament for the approval by not less than 2/3 of the whole number of members of Parliament, including those not present, voting in its favour. 12. Where Parliament does not approve such report in terms of subsection 11 within 1 month of tabling of the report, then the Speaker shall appoint a review committee consisting of 5 persons representing the major communities and headed by the Prime Minister. 13, the review committee shall cause any alteration to be made to the name, numbers and boundaries of any electorate. 14, the review committee shall fulfill its responsibilities and duties in terms of subsection 13 within 2 months of the minister having referred the report for its consideration, thereafter submit its report to the president. 15, upon the receipt of the report of the review committee, the president shall by proclamation forthwith publish the new number of electorates, the boundaries, names assigned to such electorate,
assigned to each electorate,
so created on the report submitted by the review committee. 16, the total number of members which each administrative district is entitled to return shall comprise of A, such number of members as is equivalent to the number of electorates within such administrative district, and B, such number of additional members to be elected hereinafter referred to as the additional members, in order to ensure that the total number of members elected to from such administrative district is equivalent to the number of members to be elected from such administrative districts of the province as determined by the Election Commission in terms of subsection 3 of section 3. 17, any recognized political party or any group or persons contesting as independent candidates hereinafter referred to as an independent group may, for the purpose of any election of members of provincial council for any administrative district, submit two nomination papers setting out A, the names of each candidate nominated in respect of each electorate in this act hereinafter referred to as the electorate list, and B, the name of additional candidates in respect of such administrative district as is equivalent to the number of additional members entitled to be elected from such administrative district, increased by 3 in this act hereinafter referred to as the district list. Replacement of Section 18 of the Principal Enactment. 6. Section 18 of the Principal Enactment is hereby repealed and the following new section substituted thereof. Uncontested elections. 18(1), where the candidates of only one recognized political party or independent group stand nominated for election, the returning officer shall declare the candidates on the electorate list of such party or group as having been elected as members of the provincial council, as members of that provincial council, and shall call upon the secretary of such recognized political party or the group leader of such independent group to decide within such period as may be specified by the returning officer which of the candidates whose names appear in the district list shall be declared elected as additional members of that council. Where such secretary or group leader communicates his decision to the returning officer within the period specified by the returning officer shall declare such candidates elected as additional members of that council. Where such secretary or group leader fails to communicate his decision to the returning officer within the period specified by the returning officer, then such number of candidates in order in which their names appear in such district list as is equal to the number of additional members to be elected to that provincial council shall be declared elected as members. The provisions of 50 section 58B shall apply to such nominations. The provisions of section 58B shall apply to any nomination made by such secretary or group leader as the case may be, or any declaration made by the returning officer under the subsection. 2, the returning officer shall forthwith make a return which shall be substantial in the form prescribed form to the commissioner, who shall cause the names of members so elected to be published in the gazette. Amendments of section 22 of the principal enactment. Section 22 of the principal enactment is section 22 of the principal enactment is hereby amended as follows. 1, in subsection 1 of that section A, by the deletion of paragraph B of that subsection and the substitution thereof the following new paragraph. B, the names of each political party independent group contesting in such administrative district and the approved symbol allocated to each such party or group in the case of an independent
and in the case of an independent group,
the words independent group and the distinguishing number, if any, and A, one, Roman one, the names of candidates of each party or group contesting in respect of each electorate, and Roman 2, the names of the candidates of each party or group on the district list in the same order as appears in the nomination paper submitted by such party or group. B, in paragraph D of subsection 1, by the deletion of the words of the polling district and the substitution thereof of the words electorate. 2, in subsection 3 thereof, by the substitution for the words polling district of the words electorate. 4, by the substitution for subsection 4 of the following. By the substitution for subsection 4 of that section of the following. 4, the polling station or stations for each electorate shall be situated within such electorate, save where the returning officer, having regard to the special circumstance in electorate, may decide upon a polling station outside such electorate. The location of the polling station shall be such as to cause the minimum inconvenience to the electors of the electorate, provided that the election commission shall at all times have the power to direct that a polling station be established in respect of more than one electorate. Amendment to Section 24 of the Principal Enactment. 8. Section 24 of the Principal Enactment is hereby amended in subsection 3 of that section by the substitution for the words regulations contained in second schedule to the Act, to this Act, wherever those words appear, of the words prescribed by law. Amendments to Section 28 of the Principal Enactment. 9. Section 28 of the Principal Enactment is hereby amended in subsection 1 of that section as follows. 1. In paragraph A of the subsection thereof, by the substitution for the words form set out in the third schedule to this Act of the words form prescribed by law. A shall contain the approved symbol allocated to each political party or independent group contesting the administrative district and the name of the candidates of each party or group contesting in respect of such electorate within such administrative district. Amendments to Section 36 of the Principal Enactment. 11. Section 36 of the Principal Enactment is hereby amended in subsection 2 of that section by the substitution for the words Form D set out in the first schedule to this Act of the words form prescribed by law. Amendments to Section 37 of the Principal Enactment. 12. Section 37 of the Principal Enactment is hereby amended in subsection 1 of that section for the words voters in the third schedule to this Act and of the words voters and. Amendment to Section 38 of the Principal Enactment. 13. Section 38 of the Principal Enactment is hereby as follows. Amended as follows. 1. In subsection 1 thereof, the substitution for the words voters in the third schedule to this Act, but of the words voters but. 2. In subsection 2 thereof, A. In paragraph A of that subsection, substitution for the words voters in the third schedule to the principal enactment may be of the words voters may be. B. In paragraph B thereof, by the substitution for the words form set out in the fourth schedule to the Act of the words form prescribed by law. Amendment to Section 41 of the Principal Enactment. 14. Section 41 of the Principal Enactment is hereby amended in subsection 1 thereof by the substitution for the words in form E, F, and G set out in the first schedule to this Act of the words in the prescribed in the forms prescribed by law. Amendments to Section 43 of the Principal Enactment. 15. Section 43 of the Principal Enactment is hereby amended by the substitution for the words form H set out in the first schedule to this Act and in form 1 in the first schedule to this Act of the words form prescribed by law. Amendments to Section 45 of the Principal Enactment. 16. Section 45 of the Principal Enactment is hereby amended in subsection 2 thereof by the substitution for the words form J set out in the first schedule to this Act of the words in the form prescribed by law. Amendment to Section 46A of the Principal Enactment. 17. Section 46A of the Principal Enactment is hereby amended as follows. 1. In subsection 5 thereof, by the substitution for the words and the number of the preferences secured by each candidate nominated by each party or group of the words in respect of each electorate and in respect of the administered district as a whole. 2. In subsection 6 and 7 thereof, by the substitution for the words administrative district of the word administrative district or electorate. 3, in subsection 8 thereof A, by the substitution for the words and the preferences secured by each candidate nominated by each such party or group of the words in respect of each electorate and in respect of the administrative district as a whole, and B, by the substitution for the group for the words group and the preference secured by each candidate at the poll of the words group at the poll. Amendment to Section 50 of the Principal Enactment. 18. Section 50 of the Principal Enactment is hereby amended as follows. 1. In paragraph B of subsection 2 thereof, by the substitution for the words ballot boxes of the words ballot boxes in respect of each electorate. 2. In subsection 5 thereof, by the substitution for the words ballot papers of the words ballot papers in respect of each electorate. Amendment to Section 51 of the Principal Enactment. Section 51 of the amendment to Section 51 of the Principal 19. Section 51 of the Principal Enactment is amended as follows. 1. In subsection 2 thereof, by the substitution for the words guidance of voters in the third schedule to this act of the words guidance of voters. 2. In subsection 7 thereof, by the substitution for the words of the number of preferences indicated for every of the words in respect of votes polled in respect of each electorate by the 3, by the repeal of subsection 8, 9 and 10 thereof. Amendment to Section 53 of the Principal Enactment. 20. Section 53 of the Principal Enactment is hereby amended in paragraph H thereof by the substitution for the words and the number of preferences secured by each candidate nominated of the words in respect of the votes polled in respect of each electorate. Amendments to Section 54 of the Principal Enactment, Section 51 of the Principal Enactment is hereby amended by the substitution for the words set out in the second schedule to this Act and returning officer of the word prescribed by regulations and returning officer so as to ensure the counting of votes in respect of each electorate separately, respectively. Amendments to Section 58 of the Principal Enactment. 22. Section 58 of the Principal Enactment is hereby amended as followed. In 1, in subsection 1 thereof, A, in paragraph A of that subsection thereof, by the substitution for the words and the number of preferences indicated for each of the words in respect of the votes polled in respect of each electorate by the, and B, by the substitution for paragraph B, D, E, and F of that subsection thereof of the following. B, the candidate belonging to the recognized political party or the independent group who obtained the highest number of votes in each electorate and who was nominated by such recognized political party or independent group in its nomination paper as its candidate for the electorate shall be declared elected as the member of such electorate. C, where an equality of votes is found to exist between any two or more recognized political party or two or more independent groups, and the addition of a vote would entitle the nominated candidate of one such recognized political party or independent group to be elected as the member of such electorate, the determination of the recognized political party or independent group to which such additional vote shall be deemed to have been given shall be made out by a lot drawn in the presence of the chief counting officer in such manner as he shall determine. 2. By the repeal of subsection 2 thereof, insertion of new section 58 in the Principal Enactment. 23. The following new sections are hereby inserted immediately after section 58 of the Principal Enactment shall have the effect as section 58A, 58B of the enactment. Election of members of provincial councils. 58A1, upon the declaration under section 58, the additional members elected for all the electorates of the administrative district shall be apportioned in the manner hereinafter provided for in this section. 2, the number of valid votes shall be apportioned in the manner hereinafter provided for this in this section. to the total number of valid votes received by all the candidates of each recognized political party and independent group in the administrative district shall be divided by the total number of members to be elected and returned to provincial councils from such administrative district. The number resulting from such division, any fraction not being taken into account, shall hereinafter in this section be referred to as the qualifying number. 3. The aggregate of the votes received by the candidates of each recognized political party and independent group in the respective electorate shall then be divided by the qualifying number in order to ascertain the number of persons entitled to be elected and returned as members of the provincial council from such administrative district. Where the number ascertained by this method is an integer and a fraction, the integer shall be deemed to be the number for the purpose of this subsection. 4. Upon ascertaining the number of candidates entitled to be elected and returned from such administrative district as members of that council by each recognized political party or independent group, as the case may be, in terms of subsection 3 of its, if it is found that the number of members elected from such recognized political party or independent group from such administrative group for the provincial council, 4, exceeds the number exceeds the number ascertained to be elected and returned as members under such subsection 3, then such overhang shall be determined by the Commission of Elections, or B, fall short of the number ascertained to be elected and returned as members under subsection 3, then such additional number of members shall be returned by the respective secretary of the recognized political party or leader of the independent group from the candidates on the electorate list or the district list, other than the candidates who have been elected or are not qualified to be a member. 5. Where at the conclusion of ascertaining the number of members to be returned by a recognized political party or independent group on the method specified in the subsection 3, there remains a further number of members to be returned under the proportional representation system as determined under subsection 4. Such remaining number shall be allocated on the basis of the highest fraction received by each recognized political party or independent group as ascertained under subsection 3. 6. The returning officer shall inform the secretary of the recognized political party or the leader of the independent group, as the case may be, which is entitled to return such number of members as ascertained under subsection 3 of this section, the number of members, including women members, that such recognized political party or independent group, as the case may be, is entitled to be elected and returned from the candidates of the electorate list or the district list, other than the candidates who have been elected or are not qualified to be members. The secretary or group leader, as the case may be, shall accordingly nominate the names of persons who are to be returned as members under that subsection. 7. The names of the candidates who are returned under this subsection, who are returned under this section, shall thereafter be declared by the returning officer of the administrative district
of the respective
administrative district. 8. The commission shall ensure that 25% of the total number of members to be elected and returned from each administrative district within a province shall be women members, provided that where the number constituting 25% of the total number of members in an integer and a fraction, the integer shall be deemed to be the number which shall constitute 25% for the purpose of this section, provided further that a provincial council constituted in terms of this act shall not be deemed unlawful only by virtue of an inability to comply with the provisions of this subsection. Number of members to be returned, 58(b)(1). Where the number of members elected from any recognized political party or independent group for an administrative district results in an overhang, thereby exceeds the number ascertained to be elected and returned as members under subsection 3 of section 58A, the provisions of subsection 3 and 4 of this section shall not apply to such recognized political party or independent group. Two, where any recognized political party or independent group has received less than 25% of the total number of votes polled in an administrative district, then the provisions of subsection 3 and 4 of this section shall not apply to such recognized political party or independent group. Three, the apportionment of women members to be elected and returned from such administrative district to each provincial council from the recognized political party and independent groups other than the political parties and the independent groups referred to in subsection 1 and 2 of this section shall be determined by the Election Commission, taking into consideration the number of valid votes polled by the other recognized political parties and independent groups within the administrative district and the method of apportionment of set out in Article 99A of the Constitution of the Democratic Social Republic of Sri Lanka shall mutantis mutasip apply thereto. Four, where the number of women members elected for all electorates within an administrative district from any recognized political party or independent group is less than the number apportioned in terms of subsection 3 of this section, then the shortfall in the number of members shall be returned from among the women candidates in the electorate list or the district list other than the women candidates who have been elected or are disqualified to be a member. Amendment of Section 60 of the Principal Enactment. 24. Section 60 of the Principal Enactment is amended by the substitution for the words form case set out in the first schedule to this Act of the words the form prescribed by law. Amendment of Section 65 of the Principal Enactment. 25. Section 65 of the Principal Enactment is hereby amended as follows. 1. In subsection 2 thereof. A. By the substitution for the words of a person eligible under this Act for election as a member of the words any other candidate of the electorate list or the district list other than the candidates who have been elected or are not disqualified to be a member. B. By the substitution for the words nomination paper submitted by that party or group for the administrative district in respect of which the vacancy occurred, the candidate who has secured the highest number of preferences at the election of the members to that provincial council next to the last of the members declared elected to that provincial council from that party or group of the words, the candidate next in the district list other than a candidate who has been elected or is not qualified to be a member. B. By the repeal of subsection 3 thereof and the substitution thereof the following new subsection. 3. Where vacancy occurs in the case of a woman member of a provincial council under subsection 1 or 2, such vacancy shall be filled by the nomination of a woman candidate from the relevant electorate list or the district list other than the women candidates who have been elected or are not qualified to be a member. Repeal of the schedules of the principal enactment. 27. The schedules of the principal enactment are hereby repealed. 27. Section 100. Amendment of Section 129 of the principal enactment. 27. Section 129 of the principal enactment is hereby amended by the insertion immediately after the definition of the expression members of the following definition. Overhang means the number of candidates elected from an administrative district to a provincial council from any recognized political party or independent group in excess of the number such recognized political party or independent group is entitled to have elected in terms of paragraph A of the subsection 4 of the section 58 of this section.
58A.
It's not there. This
page.
Honorable Minister, the page 14 is not included. You have to read that. Page 14.
It has not been. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you have read that.
Amendments to Section 28 of the Principal Enactment. Section 9, Section 28 of the Principal Enactment is hereby amended as in subsection 1 of the section as follows. 1 in paragraph A of that subsection thereof, by the substitution for the words, a form set out in the third schedule to this act of the words, form prescribed by law.
Some more.
2, by the substitution for the paragraph B of the subsection of the following paragraph B, the names of each political party or independent group contesting in such administrative district and the approved symbol allocated to such allocated to each such party or group. In the case of an independent group, the words independent group and the distinguishing number, if any, and Roman 1, the names of candidates of each party or group contesting in respect of each electorate. 2, the names of candidates of each party or group on the district list in the same order as appears in the nomination paper submitted by such party or group. Amendment to section 10, the section 30 of the principal enactment. Section 30 of the principal enactment is hereby amended in subsection 2 thereof as follows. By the substitution for the words form C set out in first schedule to this act of the words form prescribed by law. 2, by the substitution for the paragraph A of that subsection of the following.
New clause, finish.
A.
Read it again.
I'll read it again.
It's okay. New clause, House agrees?
Yeah.
Prajnapti Vagantya Sabhavegada Namaya Sabhavegada Sabhavarasve. Please be seated. Panat Kedum Pate Karasavavi Sanaka Bala Sansodia Taring Samatan Ladabadano Kametimi Garu Amatituma.
Honorable Minister, Honorable Speaker, I move that the bill be read the third time. I also request to give permission to correct typographical errors, grammatical errors, and numerical errors and consequent amendments to the bill.
Sabai Gade.
Right.
Sir, divide by name.
Kanda kalau ada benda, vote him. Chandi Dhin Sudana. Order, please. Chande Deemada Apasugaru Mantita Malla Inu Nata Ustanda.
How then?
Hari. One more, one, please. Arare. Garu Pausiyamittuma, are you going to go there? Garu Pausiyamittuma Pakshayi. Garu Ranatungamittuma.
Garu Katanayakutuma, Sellat Mama. Pakshava the Chandidu Nega
episode.
Mama make a then them make a put a balan kill among Indivanga.
Make a Pakshada? Now put the Magi Tirane. Make a Tirane of the Magi.
Paksha, Paksha, take a demo.
Paksha, you know the Gaguan and the Kumasi met to my Paksha. Honorable Samandan. All right. Daru Dinesh Gunadhara Mettuma
Pratipale kiyanne issela nama wetenawa nan mantri thumala danno waraddak
thamai nama wedi danno you can print the name now nan tika print karanna hondai garu sathwanse gamattuma
eka hari eka hari
hari hari
pakshay why don't you put the names name dan netan Oh, announce current is Sarika Darling is better.
ගරු සම්බන්ධන මැත්තුමාගේ ඒවාගේම ගරු සරත්පන් සේ මැත්තුමාගේ ගරු අර්ජුන නන්දි මැත්තුමාගේ සහභාගී වෙලා මේ සතන් වෙලා තියෙනවා. ඒ නන්ටික දැන් පබ්ලිෂන් දෙනයි බෙටර් දැට් ඇයි ඇයි වේට් ෆෝ ද නේම්ස් ආ පබ්ලිෂ් ඉස් බෙටර් ඒක දැක වෙන්නේ නැත්තම් කැන් යූ ප්‍රින්ට් ඉට් නන්දිද නන්දිගේ නන්දිද මේ අනුව චන්ද පක්ෂම 157යි 159ක් පක්ෂවත් විපක්ෂම චන්ද 34ක් ලැබුණා. තුන්වෙනි කිරීම සම්පතයි ගරු මන්ත්‍රීවරුනි 2010 ජනරල් විශේෂකනි බාප්පදීනා මහරජන පූර්ව භාග 9යි 30ට අඳුම ගත්තා මන්දේ රැස්වීම පැතුරු නේද බැවින් ඊට පැමිණ සහභාගි ලෙස ගරු මන්ත්‍රීතුමාගෙන් කාපු දෙයලා තිබුණා. තබාව කල් තැබීම
පාර්ලිමේන්තුව හෙට උදේ 9 මාට ව්‍යවස්ථාදායක සභාව පාර්ලිමේන්තුව 10 මාට.
හොඳයි.
අටි ලීඩර්ස් මීටින් ඇට් 12.
12 පාර්ලිමේන්තුව ඇට් 12 යා.